Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
It's a beautiful Wednesday evening. Welcome to our beautiful exchange service. God is a miracle worker. God is a promise keeper. God is sovereign over all. And you're welcome to this service tonight. I'd like to read from John chapter 4, verses 23 to 24. It says, "But the time is coming and is here, when true worshipers will worship in spirit and in truth." He said, "The Father looks for those who worship Him this way." Verse 24 says, "God is spirit, and it is necessary to worship God in spirit and in truth." The supernatural life is real. Man is a supernatural being. God created man in His own image, in His own likeness, and He gave us a dominion mandate. God desired that man should live supernaturally with Himself. He has made man to have communion, to have koinonia, to have fellowship with Himself. And tonight, we're talking and we're encouraging one another in this service that the supernatural power of God, that the supernatural life of God is real. You can walk supernaturally. A lot of the time, people see themselves as natural beings. What makes us supernatural is the extra from God, the supernatural elixir, the breath of God upon our lives, we become supernatural beings. That is what we say to walk in the Spirit. And tonight, as we talk about this, we're just encouraging that you can practice the presence of God. With me in the service tonight, I have to my left Minister Segun Etu, and I believe God is going to speak through him tonight. You're welcome to this service, Minister Segun.
Thank
God
you,
bless
Pastor.
You. How was your day?
Very well, Pastor.
Okay. Okay. Thank I know you. That you've resumed work.
Yes, work has started.
Okay. So yeah. The lockdown is going down gradually?
Yes, gradually. Yeah. Gradually. Yeah. Bless God for it. Good evening, church. My name is Segun. God bless you. It's so beautiful. It's so awesome. It's such a privilege to be here in your presence again. I want to believe God has something special for you this evening. Amen. God bless you. Welcome to church. Amen.
Praise the Lord. And to my right is Minister Joseph Edawole. I'm so glad to have you even in the service today. And I believe God is also going to use you supernaturally to speak to God's people. Can you just greet the people first before we go into the topic for today?
Yes, we bless God for today. It's been an awesome day, and I thank God for what God is doing in our nation and how the economy is also being eased for us to go back to our usual normal life and so that we can go back to our activities. I hope you receive from God tonight that which God has destined for you to receive tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. So we start out. And I read verse 24 again, that God is spirit. Just like you say, God is love. God is spirit personified. God is the spiritual. And so, for us to live as the one who has given the dominion mandate, there is need for us to know and understand this supernatural life and then to practice it. So, who wants to bail the car tonight to just talk about the supernatural life? What does it mean to live supernaturally? Wow. Minister Joe,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless God for that. Thank God for this topic before us tonight. assessing the supernatural. God is a spirit. Just like Pastor said, I mean, from the word of God in book of John chapter 4, say Jesus said, now is the time that those who seek God, they worship God, they seek God, they pant after God in spirit and in truth. God is first spirit. God is spiritual. So that makes man that seek after God to also be a spirit, because man is a spirit being. Man is essentially a spirit being. You as a man, you as a person, you are essentially a spirit being. You possess a soul and you live in a body. So if you are a spirit being, that means you can only relate with God through the spirit. We can only relate with God through our spirit, by the spirit of God that lives in us. So we have that access to God. That access has been given to God through the spirit of God that lives on the inside of us.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is spirit. So of necessity, man is spirit. Man is spiritual. Man is a spiritual being. And that even suggests to us why when people are not serving God, they still believe in the supernatural.
Absolutely, Pastor.
Yeah. So,
you know, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, when God created man, he said, let us create man in our own image and after our likeness. You know, God's intent actually was to create another being just like himself. So because God is supernatural, he expects the man he has created, you know, to be supernatural just like himself. Just when you give birth to a son or to a daughter, you know, you expect that they look like you in some way. Hallelujah. So what the Bible intends, you know, what the Bible means is that you are supposed to reign in life, you know, to experience and to do the supernatural. But then, not every man that God has created, you know, will be able to experience and do the supernatural, you know, because Bible says God is spirit. I would quickly want us to go through 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Just read from verse 10. And it says, but God has revealed them to us through his spirit, for the spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. You know, when we talk about supernatural, we're talking about the deep things of God, the mind of Christ himself. And it doesn't take an ordinary man, you know, an ordinary man cannot access the deep things of God. It takes the spirit of God. So when God created man back in Genesis, he put his spirit in man. And with that spirit, we have access to the supernatural. Mm. And that is what God expects, nothing less and nothing more. But for us as human, made after God's image, to be able to access the supernatural. And it is only accessible to that whoever carries the spirit of God on the inside.
Okay. When God created man, like you said, God is created a spiritual being. And the word he made talks about that. So he's created in the same class with God. So man, God's design, man is a spirit being. He possesses the soul and then he lives in the body. With his spirit man, he accesses the supernatural world. With his soul, which is the seat of his mind, intellect, will, and emotion, he assesses the physical world. He can relate. And then with his body, I mean, man is a rational being. That's what we say. By possessing his soul, he can know what is right and what is wrong. And then he has the body, which houses that spirit to be able to function legally on the heart. I want you to please throw an insight. What does it mean to practice the presence of God? Because the people in the Old Testament, we can see Enoch walked with God. We can see some of these things. And there was always that word, they walking with God. So what does it take for someone to practice the presence of God?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Practicing the presence of God is actually supernatural. Because looking at it from the point of the nature of God that we have as a spiritual being, the Bible said, you know, made us to understand in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3 to 4. It says, for his divine power, that is God's divine power, has given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness. That means for everything we need to succeed on earth, for everything we need to have divine fulfillment, for everything we need to achieve success in life, God has given them to us by His Spirit. And how do we partake of those things? We partake of those things through the promises of God, that is the Word of God. If you read the verse 4 of that chapter, it says, we partake of these good and precious promises by the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, we partake of those promises. And how do you take on those promises? You let these promises be in your mouth. When you are practicing the Word of God be in your mouth, you believe in your heart. It doesn't matter where you are. You move from point A to point B. You are practicing the Word of God. When you practice the Word of God, you are practicing God. You are practicing the presence of God, because the Word of God is God Himself. The Word of God represents God on earth, represents God in our lives. Yeah. So when we practice the Word of God, when we lay hold on the promises that is in the Word of God, we are practicing the presence of God. Yeah. Another way we can practice the presence of God is through worship. You know, there is a saying that says worship is the highest form of prayer. Yeah, people love to pray, they love to shout, they love to cry, but why not go before God in worship? In adoration of who God is, you know, celebrating the awesomeness of God, celebrating who God is, the glory of God, the power of God. And before you know it, you begin to feel, you begin to experience God wherever you are. And, you know, a lot of testimonies have been shared about people who are stuck, you know, somewhere, you know, they couldn't proceed, they couldn't go forward, even in businesses. People who couldn't, you know, take the next step or decision. But the moment they begin to worship God, the moment they begin to take on the promises of God, there is liberation. There is more. I mean, they advance, they progress, and lay hold on their inheritances.
I want us to just begin to apply this to our daily experiences in career paths, in our family life, in our service to God, and to the service of God, to humanity. The thought that I was toiling with the other time, so God created man in His own image. We have agreed that man of necessity, the image of God, is that man is a spirit being. He possesses a soul, he lives in a body. So man is complete as regard to his dominion mandate. Man is supposed to live as an overcomer. Absolutely. Man is expected to live victoriously. Man is expected to live creatively. Man is expected to innovate. Man is expected to create value. So something went wrong. Our old Sunday school story. The devil came. Jesus captured his that ministry in John 10:10. He said he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So man lost that to the devil. Satan became the god of this world. So fake supernatural was released. But man had the opportunity to enjoy redemption from God.
Absolutely.
And through the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, that mandate was restored to man. So today, because we are new creature in Christ Jesus, we can live supernaturally the way God has designed us to live. So how does this work in our career path? Because we are talking about assessing the supernatural, which, or the other word to use for it, is practicing the presence of God and allowing it to impact our family, our businesses, and our career path. Can you give us an insight into that?
Yes, Pastor. Back to that story in Genesis when man fell. Now, Jesus came and to bridge a divide and, you know, reconcile man back to God, to the original plan of God, which is for man to live in dominion. Mm-hmm. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, the Bible says, call unto me, you know, and I will show you great and mighty things which you know nothing of. That is the place God wants us to operate from. Great things, mighty things. you know. So, but then there's a condition to it. For you to be able to access great and mighty things, what God originally planned for man, you need to be able to pray, communion with God. Hallelujah. So the place of prayer in accessing the supernatural, you know, cannot be overemphasized. If a man that cannot pray actually cannot tap into what God has originally planned for him. So the first thing first is to be able to get into that place of reconciliation with God, you know, believe in Christ, you know, become a born-again child of God, a believing born-again child of God, so that you can experience a reconciliation and you can go back to the original default plan of God for your life. Then secondly, you need to be able to pray, to be able to access the mind of Christ, mind of God per time, so that you can be able to do the great and mighty thing, you know, the Bible spoke of in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, and then you can apply those things to life. So every single thing in life, you know, your career, your business, your family life, there is an original plan of God, which is to live excellently and above par. And you can only get to that place in place of prayer, in place of communication, and in place of reconciliation. First of all, you need to be able to get back to the place of reconciliation, then pray into the mind of Christ such that you're able to access the great and mighty things which God originally had planned for you. Hallelujah.
Okay. Before I throw it to you, Minister Joseph, you know, there is this question that people do ask, why did Jesus come? To give us a religion? To give us moral codes of do and don't do? To find a new religious movement or even a church? No. Jesus came for one purpose. And the B part of John 10:10 talks about it. He said that we may have life. We may have Zoe, the life of God. That life that impacts us, not only our spirit man, because the reborn of the reborn of the human spirit is what we call the born again experience. God impacts his life to our spirit man, and we become new creatures in Christ Jesus. And then that life must affect our mind, intellect, will, and emotion. And then it must affect our body. So Jesus came that we may have life. So the Bible also described it that we have been conveyed from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son of life. Can you just go ahead and give an insight into the word life?
Yes, sir. The word of God says in the book of Romans chapter 8 from verse 1. It says, there is now therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. So there is the Spirit of life at work in us the moment we receive Jesus, the moment we accepted Jesus, the moment we reunited with God. There is a Spirit of God that resides on the inside, and we receive the Holy Spirit. Yeah. But as we journey along, as we fellowship along, as we move along in our journey of faith, there is an increase. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Bible says we go from glory to glory as we behold, as in a mirror, the word of God. We are being changed. We are being transformed. You know, our mind is being renewed. Hallelujah. Remember, when you gave your life to Christ, your mind was not saved. It was your spirit that was saved.
Yeah.
It was your spirit that God saved, that was reunited back to God in fellowship. Because God also was looking for a family. He was searching out for a family. He had to create man, and so that man can also procreate, increase, and we all can become the family of God. But alas, man fell. And that, you know, seeded us away from God. There was a gap, you know. But when the fullness of time came, hallelujah.
Glory,
the Bible says when the fullness of time came, Jesus, he came and he died for us. He redeemed us back to God, back to fellowship with God. And we can now stand to have that fellowship with God. So if you are out there, you want to enjoy the supernatural, you want to live the supernatural every day of your life, there is a place of fellowship with God. There is a place of knowing God. There is a place of having a relationship with God. Remember, the Bible says in the book of Daniel 11, it says, those who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. So it starts from the point of knowing who this God is before we can begin to enjoy the supernatural blessing, because we can, before we can begin to enjoy the life that is in God. Hallelujah. So this life is at work in us, is at work through us. Remember, is at work in us, is also at work through us. So we are life-giving spirit.
Yep.
Because the Spirit of God is in us, and because we know God, we are life-giving spirit, dissipating, releasing the life of God.
Hallelujah.
Into dead situation, into abandoned situation, into situations that doesn't have hope of surviving.
Yeah.
So that life of God is, you know, is imparted through us.
Yeah, the life of God has been imparted to our spirit man. We are alive to God. The life of God, which is the nature of God, is imparted, and that nature should dominate us.
Hallelujah.
That nature should impact on our academics. It should impact on the marketplace. It should impact in the works of our head. And we're just saying tonight that the supernatural life of God is possible if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. God lives on the inside of you. The Bible talks about the ministry of the Holy Spirit that lives in us in John 14, 26. It's been displayed on your screen in the Amplified Translation. And the Bible talks about the sevenfold ministry of the Holy Spirit. It said he's our comforter, he's our strengthener, he's our standby, he's our intercessor, he's our comforter, he's our teacher. So he's there. We need not to be at loss as to what to do. When there is confusion, is there to give us divine direction. When there is lack, is there to give us a picture of abundance. When we lack, when we are confused, it can instruct us in the way that we should go. When we want to make profit in business, it can lead us in the way of profiting. So the supernatural life is a divine privilege of every believer in Christ Jesus. And I want us to just talk to this. Let's just encourage people, even at this time. I know that at this time, the heart of men is failing them. I know there is fear in the atmosphere. Some people are just not sure. But I also equally know at this time, because I've had testimonies from people. People who have taken this time to seek the face of the Lord. They prayed. They have business ideas that they have started working on. And they are getting testimony in the midst of what looks like lack. God is instructing and leading the heart of people. I want us to just speak into people's life. I just encourage them that it is possible. The supernatural life is possible. We can understand it. We can know it. We can comprehend it. We can practice it. We can walk in the fullness of it.
Hallelujah. That's profound, Pastor. You know, speaking of the supernatural, you know, the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 describes it that it has no ears have seen, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, you know, and so it has not entered the mind of any man what God has in, you know, in store for us. And that's supernatural. You know, it means it's not been done anywhere before. You know, it means the dictionary does not have a description for it yet. You know, that's what the Bible means by saying ears have not heard, eyes have not seen. Has not occurred to any man what God has in store. You know, and the truth of the matter is, like we said, you know, in the foundation, what you can do to access the supernatural is get back to the original plan of God. Make sure that the Spirit of God is in you. Hallelujah. It's so important also that the element that is very important in accessing the supernatural, that is faith. The faith, you know, the faith life. I'll quickly go to Mark chapter 11, verse 22, you know. It's a story where Jesus needed to, he was hungry and he was walking and he saw a fig tree and he was expecting, because the leaves were green, were expecting to see something. But when he got close to the fig, there was nothing and he was angered in the spirit and he caused the fig tree. And I'll read from verse 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, you know, now at this point, his disciples were asking, Jesus, the tree you caused yesterday is gone dry. You know, and he said, now Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I said to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, It will have whatsoever. Now, emphasis for me is whosoever and whatsoever. Hallelujah.
Glory.
So there's no demarcation. You know, God, when God created man in his image Genesis chapter 1, he has put everything he needed. Man would need to survive and reign in dominion already in man. And this is after the failure. Now, this is where we come back to the place of faith. Whosoever shall ask God and has faith in his heart that he, which he asks God, he will receive. He will receive whatsoever. So the supernatural, because it transcends the natural man's emotion, it transcends knowledge, it transcends his intellect. The natural man does not understand the supernatural. Okay, so you need to get back to the place of faith. Bible describes faith as, you know, the evidence of things hoped for, you know. The substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Excuse me. So it means that for you to be able to access the supernatural, you need a faith life. You need to live the faith life. And the Bible says in Mark, describing what Jesus told his disciples, say, whosoever, so regardless of who you are, whosoever, and if you ask whatsoever, you will get it. So it is important that we have faith, which is an element, a key element in accessing the supernatural. And that brings us to a reality where we found ourselves here. You know, it's a global crisis, and people, just like Pastor has said, the arm of flesh is failing, as failed as a matter of fact. You know, the mind of man is weak at this point. But then you need to go get back to where God originally has created for you. That's the dominion place, the dominion mandate God gave back in Genesis. And you can only attain that, you know, by exercising the faith of God. You know, so Bible says, whosoever shall ask whatsoever, you will get it. So you need to go back and understand that without faith, Bible says it in Hebrews 11, verse 6, without faith is impossible to please God. Mm. And if you must please God, it means you need faith. If you must access the supernatural, you need to walk in faith. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. So getting back, it means we pay attention to the word of God. He said, my son, listen to my word, incline your ears to my saying. He said, let them not depart from your eyes. That's Proverbs 4 from verse 22, from verse 20 to 23. He said, keep them in the midst of your eyes, for they are life unto those who find them. The word life there again. So it means getting back into the word of God to strengthen our faith walk. Faith in God, faith in his word, faith in his ability to deliver on what he has promised. And then another thing I want to add to that is our love walk. If we want to practice the presence of God, if we want to access the supernatural, those are two key areas. Faith in God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you pay attention to his word. You incline your ears to his saying. You let them not depart from your eyes. You keep them in the midst of your eyes, for they are life to those who find them, and health to their flesh. And then your love walk. The Bible talks about this. Galatians 5 says, your faith will walk by your practice of love. God is spirit. God is love. For God so loved the world that he gave. He said, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he may destroy the works of the devil. So the supernatural life is real. I want you to just give us that insight into how we can apply this to our life. That may be your last thought for this evening, but how we can apply this to our businesses, to our career path, and what every other thing that the Lord will lay on your heart to mention to God's people tonight.
Praise the Lord. The Bible said in the book of Romans chapter 8, I'll still go back to that Romans chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. It says, if we are children of God, then, if we be children, then we are children of God. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. As heir of God, as someone that has God on the inside of you, and you are partaker of his divine nature, you have access. We all have access to the things of God. We have access, all that Jesus has access to, we have access to it on earth. Hallelujah. All that God has access to, we have access to it. Direction, if you need direction, you have access to it. Guidance, leading of the Holy Spirit, intervention, restoration. You have access to all these things in Christ Jesus. You have access to victory. Hallelujah. The Bible said in the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, it says, whatsoever is born of God, or whosoever is born of God, overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Faith gives victory. Faith also positions us, you know, it produces righteousness. The Bible talks about the faith of Abraham. You know, it was credited to him for righteousness. Hallelujah. And darkness cannot overcome righteousness. Hallelujah. Darkness cannot overcome your right standing with God. So if you have a right standing with God, that is the righteousness of God, that means you can be led by the Spirit of God. The Bible said that in Romans chapter 8, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. I remember some years back, in my wife's place, just permit me to share this story to encourage someone, how you need to be, you know, open to the Holy Spirit, how you need to, you know, release your spirit, your heart to the Holy Spirit for direction. We were in that particular place for a function. A lot of people were there. And before we know it, all of a sudden, my wife came to me that she was looking for her phone. It was a new phone. A new phone, so to say. So the phone was missing and we couldn't find it. And that morning we had a devotion in the house talking about the Holy Spirit. And the moment she came to me, the first thing that comes out of your mouth is important whenever you are in a dilemma, whenever you are in a situation. The first thing that comes out of your mouth is very important to God. Because the Bible said, as they have spoken in my ear, so will I do. Yes. So that very moment, the first thing I said was, Holy Spirit, help me. So that's the work of the Holy Spirit with us today. He stand beside us. He stand right with us, in us, to also help us. But we need to open up to him. We need to call out to him. That thing I said, Holy Spirit, help me. Before I knew it, I began to hear in my heart, in inner ear. Okay, I began to hear, it was like a conversation. He said I should go to this direction. So I went the direction of the kitchen. It was in the room, in their house. I went to the direction of the kitchen. I said, I'm here in the kitchen. So he now said, it was as if he were pointing those directions to me. He said I should go in that direction. So the next direction was in the store. So I got into the store. This store was, filled up, full of a lot of things. You can't even place it that something, you know, is there. So I got to the store and I stood there. I said, I'm in the store. He said, I should look into another direction. So I looked towards another direction. So I saw a lot of things that were packed, cartons and all that, sacks. And I said, okay, where exactly? What is that? Means God is also precise. There is accuracy with God when he's leading us by the Spirit. So I went there. He said I should stretch my hand and remove those things that are there. So there were a lot of things covering those boxes. And he said I should raise it up and dip my head inside the box. So I raise it up and I dip my hand. It's a tall box. And I dip my hand down. So I was looking out for it. Lo and behold, the phone was right there. Immediately I saw the phone. I picked the phone. My heart was beating, pop, pop. I was like, is this true? Yeah. You know, I can't imagine, nobody can imagine it, that something was kept there. Yeah. And I brought it out. I went to my wife straight. I said, I found the phone. She said, wow, don't tell me you found the phone. I said, yes, I found the phone. I said, how come? I said, the Spirit of God led me. Yes. So the Holy Spirit can lead us. So that's an example. There are a lot of things. If it's a business decision you want to make, the Holy Spirit can lead us. If it's whatever it is you want to go into, whatever it is you want to launch out into, even after this post-COVID period, the Holy Spirit is there waiting for us, waiting for you to open up, to talk, and receive his direction, his leading.
Minister Shago, the last word for the day. Okay, that's the place of the Holy Spirit, and it's very important in accessing the supernatural. But then, also, I want us to see the importance of faith. You know, like I mentioned earlier. And, you know, you go back to the story of David and Goliath in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Very profound for me because truth of the matter is, ordinarily, looking at the size of that giant Goliath, you know, and David was no match. You know, that's the way life is for a lot of people right now. They're looking at the giants and they are scared. You know, but faith in God is what gave David that victory. You know, the Bible recorded that Goliath had the spear, he had an arrow, and he had all sorts of dangerous weapon with him. But David had a sling. So what I want to bring out tonight, this evening, if you're listening. Now, regardless of the size of what you have in your hand, God is saying, trust in me, not in the size of what you have. It might be a lost job right now. You know, it might be an health issue right now. It might be a lack right now. Maybe you don't have all you need right now. But God is saying, don't trust in the size of what you have. Trust in the God who has promised. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says he watches over his word to perform them concerning us. So this evening, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, wherever you are listening from, I want you to put your faith to work. God is still in the business of answering prayers. Hallelujah. If it is backed by your faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. Let's just pray in other tongues. Let's pray in other tongues. Yes, Lord. He said he has come that we may have life and have it more in abundance. Lord, we say thank you for life. Thank you for life. Thank you for life. Life is the nature of God. That's what makes God God. And that's the life that we share supernaturally. Father, we thank you for this divine privilege that we have. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. So the word life is the biggest word of the gospel. That's the good news that we have, that God has shared his life with us. God is spirit. Man is made in the image of God. So man, necessity, is also a spirit being. Man possesses a soul, and then he lives in the body. God has shared his life with man. A man needed this life because man was dead spiritually. And then he received the nature of the devil. But God came that we may have this life and live it in abundance when he sent Jesus. And so, the devil's nature has been taken away from us. Once you receive the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, you identify that he came, he lived, he died, and he was raised for your justification. That opens you up. There is an impartation of God's life to your spirit man. And it opens you up to the supernatural life. You can access it. You can practice it. And, you say, how do I now begin to access it? Start from where you are today. It is your practice. When you make practice of it, that's when you grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So tonight, you have that life. Jesus said it. He said he has come that we may have life. We have it. And that life, which is the nature of God, is what meets our life's need. It meets our needs in our families. It meets our needs in our businesses. It meets our needs in our career path. It even meets the needs of humanity through us. That's what we call ministry. God pouring his life into us. And then through us, he's able to touch other people. When a person receives this life, he has received the nature of God. And he changes us from the family of Satan into the family of God. I want you to please take this confession with us tonight. The life of God has been imparted to my spirit.
The life of God has been imparted to my spirit.
I am alive unto God.
I am alive unto God.
I can discern his instruction.
I can discern his
voice. I can discern his voice.
I can discern his voice.
God is in me.
God is in me.
To lead me.
Lead me,
to guide me,
to guide me
through life decisions,
through
business decisions, through my career decisions. I have the life of God.
I will let this life
dominate
my life
in every area. It will dominate my family. It will dominate my business. It will dominate my career path. It will dominate my life to the point I will become a useful tool in the hand of God to touch my generation. In Jesus' name. Let's pray with the people. Father, we say thank you tonight. We bless you. We honor you. Thank you for opening our eyes of understanding. Lord, into your word. Thank you because the supernatural world is our natural habitat. And so, Lord, thank you for the understanding that we have tonight. I pray for everyone under the influence of this service that their eyes of understanding will be flooded with your light. That beyond this service, Lord, as they draw near to you, you will draw near to them. Lord, they will see the exceeding greatness of your power because they believe. Thank you because we will be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and in all understanding. And this will impact our careers. It will impact our families. It will impact our businesses. Thank you for healing our minds. Thank you for healing of minds tonight. Thank you because we will see you, not just with logic. We will see you, Lord, supernaturally. We will see God supernaturally. We can't lean on our minds. We can't lean on our minds to comprehend God. Our spirit man is supposed to help us be able to comprehend God. With our spirit man, we contact the spiritual world. With our minds or souls, we contact the intellectual world. And with our body, we contact this physical world. Thank you, Lord, because we will become sensitive to it, that we are triumphing, that we are spirit men, and we are created in the image and likeness of God. We possess a soul and we live in a body. Thank you for our walk with you. Enoch walk with God, so we have chosen to walk with you. The patriarch of old, they walk with you. Lord, through their faith and their love walk, they were able to do exploits in their own generation. Thank you for the song of revival over the nations. Thank you for a new song of new beginning. Thank you for reset. Thank you for renewed hope. Thank you, Lord, because we walk in the light of your word. We will not stay in darkness anymore. Your word will continually be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We bless you. We honor you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Just in case you're out there tonight, you have not accepted the sacrifice of Jesus to you, the love of God is not fully manifested in your heart, you can't identify with that sacrifice. It's very simple. He said, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and you believe in your heart that Christ raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. God bless you. Thank you for being part of our service tonight. For counseling, prayer requests, please send a mail to the email address on the screen. God bless you. Have a lovely evening. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank God for your life, and we declare to you, live supernaturally. That is your realm. Logic is not your realm. It's the supernatural life that is in your realm. You have to allow your spirit man to gain ascendancy to the activities of your mind. So you may have faith in your heart and doubt in your head, but you can live supernaturally by forging ahead with the instruction of God. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you again, Minister Joseph. Thank you, Minister Shegun. God bless you. Have a lovely night. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,